Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
You know, it's so trippy. I can't even do it. Like, looking into my camera right now, I like see a hair that's sticking up on this side, but like it's over there. So, but when I go to touch it, it's on the other side, and it feels so weird.
Is that right now?
I'm doing this. And it looks like I'm doing this, and I don't see me doing that. I see me doing this, and it is nuts.
You are freaking me.
I'm freaking myself.
I cannot.
See, it's over here, but as I'm looking at you, I see it over here.
Mm-hmm. That's because the computer mirrors your appearance.
Oh, I didn't actually until today didn't know that.
Guys, I was literally FaceTiming her not 2 minutes earlier, and she was totally normal. I feel like you just amped this up for the pod.
Well, I got stoned between.
Did you?
I actually got stoned before. I smoked right before you and I talked, so it's just kicking in.
Got it. I was going to say, I'm shocked it kicks in so fast.
Yeah, that's the great thing about weed.
I feel like it doesn't. I feel like it hits me a little later.
No. So the great thing that I love, but that's the only reason I don't like edibles, because you can't control it like that.
Right.
And like with when you smoke a joint or smoke a pipe or whatever, like you're like, you know how high you want to get and when, and you can completely manage it.
Got it.
Plus, okay, so gosh, we haven't talked about, or we did say that, is it Logan Paul that started this?
Did he?
I think it's Logan, not Jake. Can you look that up?
Logan Paul, the WWE wrestler?
Yeah.
What?
At UFC, honey.
No, Logan Paul, no.
No, WWE? No.
Hold on. Because I saw him.
But Jake, his brother.
Yes, WWE.
Is that Jake or Logan?
Logan Paul is in the WWE. I saw him at SummerSlam last year.
Okay, now look up Jake.
Who's that? Are they related?
They're brothers.
Oh, this guy is not as cool.
Oh, but isn't he with UFC?
No, he's a fucking Vine influencer.
Oh, which one?
Jake. Jake is a social media personality, initially rose to fame on Vine before, playing the role of Dirk Mann on the Disney Channel series Bizardvark? I've never even heard of that.
Well, his brother right now is all the freaking shit.
Logan Paul?
He went from influencer to, you're telling me, WWE in a massive, massive way. But I think it's boxing. And, no, that's...
You're getting them confused.
Dom's going to be so upset that I'm... Okay,
Jake UFC. Jake Paul is a boxer.
Just a boxer, right?
Uh-huh.
So, UFC.
I don't know. Logan Paul, though, 100% was at SummerSlam.
Okay. Oh, so it's Jake who is a professional boxer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, professional boxer.
He's also a Viner.
Jake?
That's what it says.
Well, okay, sibling Logan. Let's see what he does.
It looks like Logan Paul owns Prime, maybe.
Oh, and it says he's a professional wrestler.
Yeah, WWE is wrestling.
Okay, well, I don't know which one's all the rage right now. I think it's Jake.
Well, I've never heard of Jake, but I've definitely heard of Logan Paul, and he's been all the rage for a while.
Whatever. So they sent us this, the Prime.
Uh-huh.
And I really, really love it.
You do?
I do. I love it. But it just got recalled in all of Canada. And you know why? Because it's illegally above the amount of caffeine you can have at once.
Yeah.
So I only drink half.
Because that's the right answer.
I mean, it's just so good. And so what I was going to say with the joint and the Prime by Logan Paul.
Prime energy drink with its high caffeine content. packs 200 milligrams of caffeine into each 12-ounce can. So does Celsius.
Right.
Almost six times that in a same-size can of Coca-Cola.
Oh, she's...
Red Bull serves 114 milligrams of caffeine, so it's Red Bull's half. Prime Energy doesn't lead the market, though. Most caffeine. Bang Energy has 300 milligrams in a 16-ounce can.
Dang.
I don't like Bang either.
I don't drink any of that stuff. And
I'm a Celsius girly.
You know what? I used to be, but I swear I am loving the Prime.
I don't like the taste. It's like, tastes like fake sugar or something to me.
I do taste that a little bit, but I actually like fake sugar.
Ugh, it's like my least favorite thing. Dr. Carl, don't know who that is, said parents should keep kids away from getting a hold of these beverages and model behavior by not bringing these drinks into the home.
Thank God I don't have any kids that live here anymore. Now I can do what I would friggin' want.
Oh my God. I don't know who this doctor is, but it's hilarious. I would encourage parents to talk to their kids about their caffeine intake. They can use this as a springboard to talk about other drugs. Other okay. drugs.
That is so dramatic.
Calling caffeine a drug. I mean, it kind
honestly,
of is,
if I'm going to give, like, I'm not going to give my kid weed, people. Well, I actually already did. But they were adults. They were above the age of 21. So calm
I
down.
Cannot.
Actually, that's a lie. They gave it to me. It's true.
They?
Absolutely true.
They?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
One.
So one gave it to me. And honestly, thank goodness.
Oh,
but
so
anyway,
funny.
What was I going to say?
Something about Prime and caffeine.
I would rather my adult children drink, smoke a J than probably drink this Prime drink.
Yeah, it's probably.
Like I would say, if the board chooses between the two of the healthiest, like I'm going for like the joint. Like this is probably not the greatest for us. Like our heart.
No. Caffeine, we honestly should classify it a drug if we haven't already, because it is like the most addictive thing in the world.
It is.
Like, I'm so addicted to it. It's so terrible.
It's awful. It is very addictive. Okay, so we're not going to talk about that anymore.
We're not going to promote that anymore.
No, we're not.
I love coffee, though.
Me too.
But coffee honestly, is not as much caffeine.
Do you know what coffee I am just loving right now?
Tell me.
Stumptown.
Well,
wait, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Stumptown's been around forever.
I know. But, you know, I like got going back on my Starbucks kick, which I have not. You're right. Like, caffeine, it's so freaking addictive. And so is, like, Starbucks and Coffee Bean and all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dom and I were like, we spend so much freaking money on Starbucks. It's absolutely insane. So, we got a coffee pot. And it took me forever to find a coffee pot I actually like the coffee from.
We talked about this last week.
Yes. And so, did we on the pod?
Yes.
Oh. Well, anyway.
But Stumptown's your fave?
So, I just bought Stumptown again. It changes the freaking game.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
It is. Now, I don't like Hairbender.
What?
I don't like Hairbender, I don't think.
There's
different ones.
Yeah.
But this, a Stumptown coffee is amazing.
Which one do you like?
It's in the baby blue. I can't remember the name.
Shocker.
I think it's like a medium roast. I think it's Holler Mountain.
That's so on brand.
I think it is Holler Mountain.
Holler Mountain.
I love Holler Mountain.
Yeah, Hairbender is the green one.
And Hairbender, like, honestly, those names are so freaking good. But I'm a Holler Mountain kind of girl, yeah.
Uh-huh, that tracks.
It is so good. And honestly,
the French roast one, I bet, is pretty good.
Ooh, what's that one?
French roast. That's like most normal.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No, I mean, does it have a nice name? Like,
oh, it's just called French roast.
Oh, I've got to get that.
It's the like dark brown bag.
Ooh, love.
Trapper Creek is the orange bag.
What's that?
100 Mile is the red bag.
Wow.
Yeah, they have, I mean, the branding's great.
What kick are you on?
Coffee cake, you mean?
Yeah.
I just make my own at home. I buy the organic caramel coffee from Whole Foods.
Oh, okay. Because you used to do Green Mountain, I think.
Green Mountain's fine. I used to do that mostly when I had a Keurig.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I switch between the Whole Foods one, which is my favorite. Publix has one. I don't know. I think it's called Barney's Beanery is the coffee.
I love Barney's Beanery.
Yep. They make a really good one. Trying to think. Oh, and I do, like, in a pinch, I'll buy the Starbucks blonde roast ground coffee and use it at home.
The one we were doing was Starbucks espresso. And this, the Stumptown is like just
way better.
Game changer.
Starbucks espresso is not that good.
I did not love it. So, but anyway, we've already like saved enough of Starbucks to buy the damn coffee pot. I'm serious.
I mean, you are spending an insane amount of money on coffee.
Every day. It's ridiculous. So anyway, yeah. So that's, I've been on my coffee kick.
Plus, you know, one of my least favorite things is to have to like wake up and immediately leave the house. Like, I hate that more than anything.
Okay. So the only reason I like it is because I'm one of those people that tend to get up. And if I don't have to do something, I get my coffee and get back in bed.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Like, I love that so much and watch the news in bed and scroll on my phone in bed. Well, ever since Dominic, like, he thinks that is just not okay.
It's not.
Like, when you are up, you are supposed to be up.
Well, why don't you see what I would do? What I do at your house is make coffee and then I go sit on your beautiful back porch.
That's what he likes.
And just soak in the nature.
Yeah. But so when I did have to go to Starbucks, at least I would get up and like just shock myself into being up for the day by having to go to Starbucks.
That is so psycho.
So yeah, but now it's like up and making coffee. So it's fun.
Cute.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
Before we hopped on here, you told me you started a new TV show. Have you remembered what that is yet?
I don't think so.
Come on.
Are we going to go into some little off limits?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if we are, spoiler alerts coming for Fatal Attraction.
Okay, we finally finished it.
Here it goes. Here goes the spoiler. What the actual hell? It left us totally hanging, which mm-hmm. I'm grateful knowing that there is a second season, because if there wasn't, I'd be
ticked. Did they greenlight? Is there? Have you looked?
Oh, I thought you told me there was.
I just assumed because of the ending. I have not seen anywhere where it said that there is, but let's see.
Okay, well, there's a couple things.
Okay.
Here come spoilers. One, so the mom and her were in on this the whole time. Like his wife and the mistress were in on this.
I guess, like, I'm trying to remember if I thought the wife knew or not.
Well, because, yeah, remember, she meets her at a restaurant. Yes,
she does. But I don't know. She meets her at a restaurant and then she kind of tells, what's the guy's name that ends up, what's his name?
Yes, I don't know.
The friend that turns into a second husband?
Yes.
I forget his name. She kind of is like venting to him about it after she goes to meet her. But you don't ever hear or see him tell the wife that he did that.
No, but then it was supposed to make us think that her friend killed her.
Yeah.
I know, but I just found it all so weird. But I just felt like she had him kill her. And somehow,
I think he did it on his own. And I don't think he really meant to. Like, I think he went in there, I don't know what he was thinking, but I truly, like, don't think he went in there with the intention to kill her. And I think it just happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, fuck.
And maybe he didn't even tell her he did it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I would think he didn't tell her at all, but maybe, like, when he finally goes to the lawyer, like, years later and says, yes, I want to come clean,
yeah,
and he says not to, maybe, yep, he tells her then. I don't really know, but I think what I was believing at the time when I watched it was that the wife had no idea, but she is so certain that he's innocent that it makes you wonder.
That's why I think that's exactly why she stayed close to him all this time.
But I don't think she told him to kill her.
No, I don't think so either. But I think that she kept the secret.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And let him go to jail and mm-hmm. knew he was innocent. And that's why she's taking him in and being so nice and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then what about the very end? Why is the daughter evil?
I think that's just their way of making maybe a season two. But let's see. What will everyone's saying that a season two hasn't been confirmed yet?
Because I'm like, did he not kill her? Or no, we saw him.
No news has come regarding season two of Fatal Attraction.
I feel like somehow the daughter was in on him, but dying or something. I don't know.
Who dying?
Her dying.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
What was she given that look for then?
I think she's just crazy. I think she's just crazy.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was, it's so good. Like, they made up for all the other stuff by having me so completely shocked at the end.
Yeah, totally.
That I will say.
Yeah.
Just so good.
Mm-hmm. I liked
and
it.
And then I actually do think I started something else and can't even remember what it was.
Well, I started watching The Idol on HBO. I watched two episodes. I can't watch anymore. It's kind of I feel the same way I did when I tried to watch Euphoria. It's just too dark. It's too graphic. So unnecessarily.
If I hate that.
I just don't know. And it's a shame because the first episode, I was actually kind of really liking. I think because it is about the music industry and this like pop star that's bigger than life, but you see like the dark sides of it. I actually enjoyed watching the story of that unfold because it hits home, right? In a sense. But then it just starts to get, I don't know, the Weeknd's role. It's just too overkill. Like, I just wish they'd toned it down a bit because I think it could have been a great show. But it's just too dark and weird. I just don't think I'm going to finish it.
I mean, I think Sam Levinson, Tom's Abel, The Weeknd is like recipe for exactly what they gave us, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, first of all, there's just, like you said, it's really unnecessary to go so dark, so deep, so graphic. I think that actually takes away from me.
I do too.
Like, I just like, oh, I don't need to see that. So, yeah, that is such a bummer because they're both so talented.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily Rose, First of all, I've known her since she was a little girl.
She's amazing.
And she is so incredible and such an amazing actress and so freaking gorgeous and just so, I don't know, she's just so amazing. And like, I'm bummed for her because I think she is just, first of all, I have not watched it and I'm not going to, but for her, it bums me out just because she's so talented.
Honestly, you should just watch the first like 20 minutes of episode one.
Yeah.
Because the very first scene of episode one, it starts a close up on her and she's doing a photo shoot. And the photographer is telling her, okay, you know, give me emotional. Okay, now give me vulnerable. And then like every 5 seconds or less, she changes like her entire face based on like whatever he's telling her to do.
Yep.
And she goes through like 10 different emotions in the span of like a minute. And the acting is phenomenal. She's very, very good. And even that scene is honestly my favorite scene I've seen so far in two episodes, but it was cool to watch that. She is very talented.
Very talented. So first of all, you know, it'll come, it'll go, it'll do whatever. And then she'll do something else that's completely different, as she should. But she's great. And I just think she's so freaking cute. I can't even handle it.
Adorable.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll watch that first episode.
Yeah, even just like the first half of it.
Yeah. What is it? I'm going to look. What have you been watching? What else? I'm
trying to think what else. Oh, you'll be pleased to know. I think you loved this show. Season 2 of The Lincoln Lawyer just came out.
You know what?
Did you not love that?
No, I couldn't. I started out liking it. Okay. And then I just got so bored with it.
Yeah. I didn't love it to begin with. Uh-huh. I just it was fine. But I did see that season 2 came out. I started the new season of Too Hot to Handle, which we know you're never going to watch. I'm caught up on The Bachelorette, but you're not really watching that either.
Oh, I didn't know there was The Bachelorette.
There is, and there's already a few episodes are already out.
Okay.
But it seems to me this week she sent home quite a few dudes. Like, I think 2 or 3 went home, and all of a sudden it feels like we're down to just like only a handful of guys left, and I feel like it happened really quick. So I don't know if this is a shorter season or what, but they're already down to like 6, maybe 7 or 8 guys.
Yeah, so I haven't been watching that, but that's when I want to start. I always love The Bachelorette. Yeah, I love The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I do too. I like Charity a lot. I think she's a great bachelorette so far.
Well, have any of them stayed together with their people?
More girls have stayed, you know, like more bachelorettes have made it work than bachelors.
Mm.
But like JoJo and Jordan, they're still together. But they did just get married, actually, the same year Wells got married. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure Rachel and her guy are still together. There's been a couple. And then there's been some weird ones that ended up together, too. Like Ari and Lauren are still together. But like Lauren's not the one that won his season, I feel like. And he ended up, I don't know, like breaking up with who won it and then took Lauren. But I don't know. It was a weird thing. So there have been some.
Yeah.
Did you see they just announced they're doing this Golden Bachelor?
I wish so freaking bad they would let me like cast it. Because I have the most amazing golden bachelorettes or whatever you call them.
Are they old enough?
No, bachelorettes. To meet him.
Who?
All my friends.
Are they old enough?
Susie's
too young for him. He's like 71.
No. Susie, we're not going to say this.
Yeah, but that's...
She would... trust me, she would. Would Juliana... Juliana and Susie is too young for him. They both hit me up today saying, how do you get me on this ship?
You're joking.
No, if Juliana Plotkin and Susie Chambers went on this show,
I mean,
holy crap.
It would be amazing. I was saying, I was talking to Olivia. It's a bummer her mom is with a guy because she would be TV gold.
I mean, if I was not in like the best freaking relationship of my freaking life, you know, I didn't have to go on one of these shows. I just slid into the DMs.
I cannot.
Anyway, no, any woman above the age of 54 would date a 70-year-old, successful, family-oriented, really great guy.
Huh.
He looks great for 70.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you're only getting like 10 years with the guy.
No, but what if it's sweet? That's not true. That means I'm going to die in 15 years. That's not happening.
I'm just saying at 80, things really start to go downhill.
Well, you'll have 10 great years. I was thinking about you for the show.
I hate you.
Well, like, honestly.
I was just talking, Olivia guest co-hosted YFC with me this week, and we were talking, I think, about like ages of what we would date, because she's so much younger than me. I mean, not a ton, but you know, she's quite a bit younger. And she doesn't want to go younger than like 32 either.
And no.
I think she is like 32. And so like she doesn't want to date at 20s at all, which I definitely don't.
But would she date at 30? Oh, I mean, what would she date, like, a 48-year-old?
She said she would go up to like 45, I feel like she said. Mm,
that's probably perfect.
Yeah.
Like 30.
I said I would go up to 48.
Okay.
That's 12 years older than me.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But over that is pushing. Unless they got that money, honey.
The only reason, like, my mom and dad were 13 years apart. And, yeah, like, they were just so in love. And, but there were things with my dad being older that, like, mom, not that she would be frustrated with or whatever, but I'm sure mom would have loved to have still been doing certain things that dad didn't want to do anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to hike some mountains in my future, you know, like, trying to do some shit.
But, yeah, I think for you, you're 36. I think 48 is perfect.
48 is the cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too.
Hair.
I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
Well, this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and
pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to hellomood.com and use promo code SWS. That's hellomood.com code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll. Cute.
Oh, you know what I did watch?
What?
Did you ever, I don't know if you really love Aubrey Plaza. I love her, but I watched an older movie of hers called Emily the Criminal. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really good. I mean, it's kind of dark. I mean, it is dark. She's a criminal. But it's set in LA and basically like she plays this girl who has like tons of student debt, like student loan debt. And in the first few minutes of the movie, she's like on the phone asking like, hey, I've made this $400 payment. It's not showing up. And they're like, oh, well, your interest monthly is $400 and something. And she's like, so you're telling me I'm not even like paying off my loans. I'm just paying interest. And she's so frustrated and she's trying to find a job, but she has something sketchy on her permanent record. So she has a hard time finding a good job. So she gets wrapped up into doing illegal things for money.
This sounds great.
It's really good. The whole movie is really just her. Like, I mean, she is by far the star of the film, obviously. But like,
yes.
It's just very heavy on her character. And there's a couple other characters in play, but it's really mostly about her and her story. And it is very good. I really liked it.
Well, that's something I can watch when we can't get off here because I need something new to watch.
It's on Netflix.
Sounds so cute. Mm-hmm. I know what I was going to tell you that not that I started, that I jumped back into is The Last Thing He Told Her.
Oh, and?
I'm now like, I had to watch a few episodes over. So I'm about like 5 episodes in. Honestly, I don't think it's great, but I'm going to finish it because again, there's just not much else to watch.
Yeah.
But it's still like, just not like grasping me.
The other one I keep meaning to watch is Hijack with Idris Elba.
Oh, I want to watch that too.
That'd be another good one to start.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get into some DRMTs. I feel like we've been rambling.
Okay, great.
We've been talking 30 freaking minutes. What have we been talking about?
I don't know.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name's Christy, and I'm originally from Massachusetts, but moved to LA last year for a job at a major music company, which I'm absolutely loving. I love you guys both. I really look forward to listening to the podcast every Thursday. It's the best day of the week. I'm currently vacationing in Maine. And Tish, I heard on last week's podcast that you'd love to visit it here. So I had some suggestions. I get nervous leaving the country. And actually, the only time I've ever left is to go to the Bahamas for Miley's show back in 2009 at Atlantic.
Love it.
But anyways. I'm vacationing in York, Maine. It's a cute little town. It's basically just overall just cute beachy vibes. There's a lighthouse called Nubble Lighthouse, and the views are absolutely beautiful. They also have cute shops a few towns over called Perkins Cove. Basically,
cute.
Overall, just your average cute beachy town. Just wanted to give you some suggestions in case you ever decided to come here. Love you guys both. Bye.
There you go. There's your main inspo.
Honestly, that just sounds like I think I would like to do Maine in the fall. But, you know, it's just like, what are you laughing at?
One of these questions is hilarious.
Well, don't rain on our parade in Maine because honestly, I've just been dying to go for so long. And that sounds like exactly where I would love to go. Shopping, seeing the ocean, just like, Maine is gorgeous.
But you've never been, right?
Yes, I have. Oh. I mean, it's so incredible. But anyway, I would just love to see so many places around there. But thank you for that suggestion because I actually want to do that ASAP.
Hi, Tish and Randy. This is Jules. I'm calling from Ottawa, Canada. So a few questions I have. The first one, what are some of your go-to quick and easy meals that you like to make? I'm just running out of ideas. I feel like I keep making the same meal over and over again. So any ideas would be greatly appreciated. Second question is for Brandy. I wanted to know how hard it is to get into being a DJ, and I guess how much it costs for the equipment. It's something I would really love to try. I have a little club in my house, but I want to know how difficult is it. I'm 35 and I just kind of want to do it as a hobby. The last comment that I wanted to say is that I think that you guys need to have Pamela Anderson as a guest on your podcast, and you all need to do Pomelo together. And I'm also requesting that I be invited to this podcast so I could just witness this and I could be the mediator. That's it. Love you guys and talk soon.
I do feel like you could get Pam on the pod.
You know what? I just never will. People that I feel like are friends, I just never want to ask them. And stuff
but that
like
would
that.
Be the most fun because you guys are friends.
And Pamela on the Pamelo.
Oh,
holy crap.
Too good.
I'm not for sure if Pam does anything like that anymore. So I don't know. I think she probably would, but I don't know. That Pamela on the Pamelo just makes me so freaking happy.
I think you should ask her. Just be like, no pressure, but if you wanted to, we have a lot of fun. And
yeah.
The Stellaners would love it.
And then I'm going to tell her about the Pamela. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since this is a Dear BC question.
Yes, it is.
Well, let me just start with the cooking thing. We don't cook. if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that Tish doesn't cook, barely eats, and I can't cook, and also barely eat because I can't cook. But for people that do cook,
make spaghetti for my go-to.
That doesn't count. So for people that do cook, there are some Instagram accounts I follow that have great recipes, and I follow them so that I can send Kirsten, who cooks for me, which recipes I want for the week. My favorite is Half-Baked Harvest. So look her up on Instagram. She makes really great meals. A lot of them are very simple, like not a ton of ingredients, easy stuff to make. And everything that Kirsten's made for me from her is amazing. There's a couple other different Instagram accounts that are similar to hers. But then also go follow my friend Kirsten. Her Instagram is Keys Cooks Kitchen. Keys is K-I-E-S. And she has started posting recipes on her page too. And Kirsten's similar. She likes to make things like very healthy, but just in like a simple way.
Yeah.
Just no extra added sugars or anything like that. And all her stuff is super yummy. So try that.
And it all is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of her thing. So... and then the DJing. So is DJing hard? I mean, I feel like if I can do it, anybody can do it a little bit. But here's the two things you kind of have to have. If you have an ear for music, you're going to pick it up really fast. If you don't, it's probably going to be a lot harder. I was in a band for years and learned how to read music when I was young and took piano lessons. So it was easier for me to understand key matching and understand what keys go together when you're transitioning songs and stuff like that. So if you already have that going for you, then I say pick it up. You're gonna pick it up really easy. As far as what it costs, you can do it so cheap. You can literally start DJing with a free download of some software online that'll just connect to your Spotify, and you can start blending music that way. If you want to do it the real way, you can buy like a $400 controller. You don't have to start with anything expensive, and then buy a software called Serato, which is going to probably cost you a couple hundred dollars. But Serato is what all the big DJs use, and you can do as little or as much as you want with it. So if you bought Serato and just started like messing around and then decided to take it seriously, you can still use that software. So it kind of pays off. And then you can start with a cheap controller and work your way up if you decide to get more serious about it.
You know what? I gave myself a haircut, and I love having bangs.
God. Next question.
Hey, Brandy and Tizzle. My name is Marlin, and I called in a few years back. First of all, I just wanted to say that since you guys came back, it's been so freaking cool listening to how happy Tish is, especially compared to the pod a few years ago. Aww. So, Tish, congrats on your engagement and just for all the self-growth you've done. You're such a badass woman, and I just wanted to say, even though I don't know you, I'm super proud. Okay, so I have two questions that are totally not related, but I'm just going to go for it. So the first is about working in PR. I'm currently working towards an MBA with a minor in public relations, but PR is what I want to do. I know I need to get an internship, but it's really hard because I live in Flagstaff, Arizona, where I'm going to school. So there's just not a whole lot of options here. I'm a big research girly, so I got online to do some, like find some remote internships, but it's been way harder than I thought. So if you have any idea or tips on what I should be doing, that would be so great. So my second question is about my relationship. Usually I'm like really clear on what I want, but this time it's just not so easy. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 3 years now, and he's just such a great guy. My family loves him. He's so in love with me, and he's pretty much my best friend. But I do feel like I'm growing as a person, and it's just really hard to do that in a relationship. I don't think I want to break up with him because I really do love him, but I can feel myself starting to mature and just want different things out of life than he does. I'm such a type A like planner person, so it's really hard for me to just like let things happen and go with the flow. So I just need some advice. Okay, I'm going to say bye now because this message was a little long. So sorry to all the stoners listening, but hopefully you guys are high enough not to care. Okay, love you both so much. Bye-bye.
She's so sweet.
I was totally high enough not to care. I was like, I was drifting.
You are out of it.
But I loved all her questions. Let's go to the, what was the first one?
I knew you weren't going to remember. She was asking about advice for wanting to get into PR.
Yes. Girl, it is hard right now.
It's hard. Yeah, everything is just hard. I was going to be like, hit up my friend Val. Her Instagram, she's going to kill me. My friend Val's worked in PR for years and years and years.
That's true.
She now owns her own company and does, she actually doesn't do PR technically anymore. She does brand strategy, brand management, brand growth, stuff like that. But she's just got a huge background in PR and she's very good at it. So you could send her a DM.
Yes.
What if she gets flooded with DMs?
She won't.
Her Instagram is Valpina, V-A-L-P-I-N-A. I follow her. You can go search in my followers and hit her up and tell her that Brandy sent you and say you want some advice on how to get an internship. And I bet she's always got ideas about everything. So.
You can ask her anything. And if she'll probably know, but if she doesn't, she'll figure it
out. She'll figure it out. Yeah. She's great.
She's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So the second question was about her relationship advice. What do you think?
That's where I zoned out. I started thinking about my own.
My God. I mean, here's the thing.
What was the question?
It was a very loaded question. She's been in a relationship for 3 years. It's lovely. They're very in love. Families love each other. Blah, 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 blah. But she feels herself growing. And he's maybe not growing with her. She said she's very type A. He's not. That's becoming an issue. So I have polarizing opinions on this. Very polarizing opinions. Opinion A. Maybe be patient with him. If you really do love him, maybe it's worth having a talk and seeing if he can start to grow with you and try to talk about like what your guys' life goals are and where you see yourself going and if you can get on the same track. Because let me tell you, it's fucking hard to meet somebody these days. And if you have a good thing, I wouldn't just throw it away unless it's like really, really big stuff that you guys are disagreeing on. Maybe just give him a chance. That's opinion A. Opinion B is don't waste your time. because it is hard to meet somebody new. So like kind of the longer you stay in something that if you truly know it's not going to work and that you're not going to end up with them, then don't wait it out. Just, you know.
But it sounds like she doesn't know. So
yeah,
I think it does.
That's why I said opinion A first.
Totally. And here's my thing is I've worked a lot with Dr. Amen about a lot of things. And one is just like Brandy's saying, you don't just throw it all away. But I think what you do, and I'm so bad at communication. Like, I'm like, trust
you're getting
me,
better.
Like, I'm getting better. And honestly, every time I get better and do it, like the outcome is much better. But I think you absolutely have to be able to have that conversation and say what you just said to us. And like, you know, I'm not blaming whatever, but I do feel like there are some, you know, things that, you know, we need to talk about it and give him a chance to step up. I think, you know, and then if they don't, what Dr. Amen says is like, believe what they tell you. So after this conversation, if there isn't a true like effort to like step up and, you know, kind of understand what you need and then start trying to give those things to you, I think if that doesn't happen and it doesn't continue to happen for a good period of time, believe what they tell you. And that's the hardest thing, you know, is like to acknowledge it and then have to start over, have to, you know. So mm-hmm. Did that help?
I think so.
Great.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
Next question.
Hi, Tish and Brand. This is Rachel. I have a high design question. I sent a question in a couple of years ago, and you guys gave great advice. I took it and ran with it, and it helped so much. So I'm back for more. I have a big outdoor space, a big back deck, and I have no idea what to do with it. I don't want it to look cluttered and put too much furniture or, I don't know, swings, chairs, tables, but I want it to look nice, comfy, and practical. I do have a baby right now, so maybe having, you know, a lot of pottery out there isn't really an option right now. So please help me. What can I do to utilize that space and be able to create a comfortable environment for our family to be outside? Thanks, guys. Love you so much. Bye.
Cute. I'm loving hearing from all these stoners that have been listening for years. That's fun.
I love an outdoor deck.
Oh, same.
Especially a large one. I mean, you do really well with your outdoor deck spaces.
I do.
I feel like you do. Because, I mean, I love, of course, an outdoor dining area. Mm-hmm. I think, like, especially if you live somewhere where you can, you know, have dinner outside a lot. I just, mm-hmm. I love that. So, definitely, I would have a seating area and a dining area, if at all possible. But I was bummed because, you know, I'm loving plants right now. Lots of them. But what
you
I was
could
thinking,
hang plants.
That's what I was going to say. Instead of putting pots on the ground, get some really great, they make so many pretty macrame hangers for planters that you can get now. And that could be so cute to just do some hanging, which would also be great for a baby because they love to look up and be all
totally,
you know, sensory, have their sensory.
Uh-huh.
You know, do all that.
Mm-hmm. You're so nuts.
I know.
I agree about a dining space. I have a dining table out on my back porch and I sit there a lot. When the weather's nice, I actually sit out there and work on my computer. So it's
me
nice
too.
To have a table. Me too. And then I also think having like a space, it's like a very comfortable place to sit. Like I have, I actually stole it from Miley when she was getting rid of some furniture, but I have these four oversized, like so comfy chairs. They're amazing. They're two and two that face each other. And I sit out there and that's where I drink my coffee in the morning. And it's just so comfortable. My freaking beagle, it's her favorite place to sit on the porch, is in one of those chairs. It's just so comfy. And when I do have people over and we can sit there and face each other and just chat and like whatnot, it's just the perfect little spot. So if you have spaces just being like that, like some really comfy chairs with like a little cute little like table or ottoman in the middle, I love
and
that.
And they have
idea.
So many cute outdoor chairs that are gliders now.
Gliders
for their gliders. Baby, where they can do a little glide with the baby.
Mm.
Doubles as a little rocking
gliders.
Chairs. So, gliders. I think that would be so cute out there. Right?
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I could see some also really cute, like, low, you know, like, some seating that's not so tall. Like, with the baby that they're crawling around and you could, I don't know. I mean, we'll put some links up. That sounds fun.
Great. I'm going to put you in charge of that.
Oh, my God. Okay, moving on.
Okay, we have one more question.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is Melanie from Crofton, Maryland. And this question is actually for Brandy, but it's about Tish.
It's so funny.
So, to us, Tish seems like the ultimate cool mom. She's tatted up, ripped jeans. She's got that hot, long, beachy blonde hair.
Extensions.
Feet. She's like the ultimate rock and roll hot mom. But I remember her saying that she used to think weed was just like the absolute worst and she hated it. So, Brandy, my question for you is, when you were like in your teens and early 20s, was there anything that would really make your mom mad when it came to you and your siblings?
Oh, a
like,
lot.
Was it, like,
that's
dating,
what I was thinking.
Or alcohol, cursing.
All of the above.
Like dressing really sexy. Was there anything
like that
you knew she was going to absolutely hate? I'm dying to know because right now she just seems too cool. Okay. Sorry, I'm not stoned. I don't smoke, but as of July 1st, you can now smoke in Maryland. So come on. All right. Love
fun.
You guys. Bye.
I love this question so
much. I'm obsessed with her right now. And like, first of all, the fact that you and I are both like saying the exact same answers, everything
it's
is so,
so
good.
Funny. It's
like
so funny.
Alcohol, furious.
Huge no.
Weed or anything. Oh,
huge no.
Like honestly.
Cuss words. She washed Miley's mouth out with soap many a time. Many a time.
So many. I mean, like, we did not use nasty words in our house.
And I wish we were still.
And it's not good.
It's actually hilarious.
I hate it.
There are so many things that I did that she really just did not like. I just don't even know where to start. I've said this before. It makes me so mad when I see her wearing Converse now, because when I wore Converse in high school, she literally was like, boys won't like you if you wear those shoes. But like, it was really cool then for your Converse to be like so beat up and so dirty and so grungy. Like, you wanted your Converse to look like you had been in the mosh pit all weekend, because we were in the mosh
that
pit all weekend.
That seems so icky.
See? And she was like, boys aren't going to like you if you wear icky shoes like that.
If your shoes are dirty and stink.
She does not like it.
Yuck.
Hates it.
You need to be...
Anyway, there were many, many a thing, I'm sure, that drove her crazy. But I did tell somebody the other day, I don't know what context this was in. I think I was at the barn. Oh, and I think we were just talking about like how much like of a dork we all used to be. All of us barn girls, like horse girlies, were like, oh yeah, I was the one like cantering around the playground. Like, I thought I was a horse in middle school. Like, everyone for sure hated me. And they were like, well, when did it turn around for you? And I was like, honestly, I think it was about 11th grade that my mom got me contacts. My braces were off. She made me shave my legs, waxed my eyebrows. Like, there was a year there, I think it was junior year of high school, where she was like, all right, it's fucking time. And we were just doing all the things.
It's 1,000% true.
And that's when it started to turn around
for
me.
Oh my gosh. We need a 911 makeover.
Seriously. I think the leg shaving happened earlier, though, because I remember it was because of gym class.
I also thought it was because... maybe this was Miley. Or no, it was when I said, you put those contacts in and we'll shave your legs.
Oh, yeah. So ninth grade? Ninth grade, I got contacts, actually.
Yeah.
Ninth grade.
Brandy wanted to shave her legs. And I'm like, well, honey, there's no reason to shave them if you're going to wear them.
You're so mean. This is exactly true.
You're going to wear those big pop bottles glasses on your face, we're going to need some contacts.
It's so true. So you're right. Ninth grade's when it turned around, because the braces came off in eighth grade. And then ninth grade, I wanted to wear contacts, or didn't want to wear contacts, but she made me. And I sat in her bathroom sobbing in tears because I couldn't figure it out. And she made me sit there by myself until I came out with contacts in my eyes.
Well, did it happen?
Sure did.
And you shaved your legs and it all went uphill.
Then we shaved the legs. Yep. Because of gym class, I started to get made fun of.
Yep.
So then we did that. And then you waxed my eyebrows not long after.
Yep.
And we started to pull it together.
And maybe got some highlights.
I think we'd been doing the highlights.
Okay. You're right.
We started that young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Olsen twin highlights.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
We did.
We started that young.
Well, this was a great question.
Great question. Loved it. So funny. Stoners, you got to keep calling in and leaving us these questions.
Because are good questions.
Like, this week really was something else. You guys really pulled out all the stops.
Yeah.
But if you want to call in and leave us an old Dear MT message, that would be fabulous. I still can't believe I haven't memorized the number. The number is 5167-STONER if you want to call in. That's if you live in the U.S. If you don't live in the USA, you can go to our Instagram account at SorryWe'reStoned and send us a DM. And there you can record a voice memo message, or you can just type it out and I'll read it on the podcast. But please call because... I love Dear MT.
You will you?
Yeah, I will.
It's hot in my house. It's hot in California right now.
It's hot everywhere right now. Vegas, I'm going to Vegas on Friday. It's 115 degrees in Vegas.
Well, honestly, in the valley, the other day I was going to Malibu, and when I hit like Woodland Hills, Topanga, it was 104, and then got to Malibu and it was 72. It was amazing that but it was so crazy how hot it was here.
Dang.
Yeah, it's been like that a lot.
Oh, goodness. Well, that was fun.
Okie doke. Well, love y'all.
Love y'all. See you next week.
Bye.
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 I feel like you look like me right now. Yeah.
Everybody said I looked like you in that photo.
Everybody. Like, people hit me up about it. It's
from
hilarious.
The EQ Lux magazine. Yeah. Shoot.
Yes. It did look like me. We look a lot alike right now.
Do you think?
I think so. Yeah, I'm just stoned.
It's insane.
Okay, well, stoners, I feel like we might need some new merch soon.
We've been saying this. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
I think that would be good. Beach towels would be fun.
Oh, that would be fun. But summer's going to be over by the time we get them up and going.
That's true.
But for next spring, that's a great idea.
It is.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.